Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning. It's Monday, November the 6th. I hope you had a pleasant weekend, and we're back on daylight savings time. Whoo, amen, amen, amen. Let this week that you carry the Lord with you and be blessed. Hallelujah. Today, I'm talking about sweet as honey in the mouth. Coming from Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 1 through 3. Amplified version, it reads, "Eat growed, then go and speak to the house of Israel." So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat the scroll, and he said to me, "Son of man, eat the scroll that I give you and fill your stomach with it." Then I ate it, and it was as sweet as honey in my mouth. Ezekiel chapter 3, verse 1, 2, 3, Amplified Version or the King James Version. Amen. God told the prophet Ezekiel that he was going to send him to the people of Israel, a rebellious nation that has rebelled against me. God goes on to say, "You must give them my messages whether they listen or not. But they won't listen, for they are completely rebellious." At this point, you expect God to actually give the words to Ezekiel so he would know what to say. Instead, the Lord hands him a scroll filled with funeral songs, words of sorrow, and pronouncements of doom. He instructs Ezekiel to eat the scroll. Ezekiel does just that. He eats the scroll, chews on those tough words, and then delivers them to the people. Our journey through the Word of God isn't really that different from Ezekiel's scroll-eating challenge. Sometimes what we read doesn't deliver good news to our situations. But when we chew on those words a while, the message of hope is delivered. What God asking you to chew on today, sometimes your words are tough to swallow, Lord, but I'm keeping chewing on them, I promise. Amen. So, what God asking you to chew on today is as the same as the prophet Ezekiel, that God told Ezekiel to eat the scrolls. You know, sometimes, you know, you have to do that. Do as Ezekiel has done. Even the words were tough, even if God's words are tough or whatnot, we still have to refer back to Ezekiel as what he was done. But you always have hope in the message, as this message shows us that Ezekiel did as God had wanted him to do. Rather, the scroll was filled with bad news, funeral songs, words of sorrow, pronouncements of doom. It's still what he delivered. I'm going to say sometimes we have to think before we speak. That also comes in play. And we do as God tells us when we have something that is not cool. When you have something that people that rebels against God, and if God said, hey, I want you to do this, I want you to deliver this word, what do you think I would do? I'll do as Ezekiel did. If God told me to eat the scroll or the message or piece of paper, I would do that in order for me to do as God has commanded. Hey, I am Sister Faye, sweet as honey, and the mouth is the message today from Ezekiel 3:1-3. Amen. Have a wonderful and blessed morning. Continue to have a wonderful week. Embark on those things. Sweet as honey in the mouth. Whew, thank you, Jesus. It really hits close to home. Messages for this week. Think before you speaking and speak. Sweet as honey in the mouth. I read these things over and over and over again, and it brought out a lot of things. So sometimes speaking what you think or what you feel, it may hurt others, it may do other things, but the fact is, we have to be careful at what we bring out. Again, I am Sister Faye. God bless you. May you have a humble and blessed week. Continue to strive in God's word. And be mindful of what you say to others. And also be receptive to those that give you that advice. Be receptive to God's words. Amen. Amen. Have a blessed week, and I'll see you Wednesday. God bless you.